Okay, well, the Southside team, family group, of course, Natalie and Mum and Gemma and family have actually joined us at a very exciting part of the whole thing, and we're at the Whitby Falconers area.
Yes, that's right.
And your name, sir?
My name's Neil Halley.
Neil, good to connect with your good self. This is a wonderful new addition to the maze, as far as I recall. I can't recall you being here in previous years.
Yeah, this is our third year here. The first year, we only came for about 3 weeks, and then last year, we were here every weekend all through the season. And then we were here for all of the half-term week as well.
See, and obviously that's the reason, because we didn't manage to make it during the year last year. We only had the Halloween experience, so obviously that's the reason we haven't connected with
right.
you. In case, you know, the complete, it's the fans out there, the Southside bods, etc.,
right.
where things are going. Gemma, questions for Neil here.
So is it, I mean, are they quite safe to handle, or how does it work in terms of for the public?
Right, all our birds are captive bred. They have been brought up from about 5 to 6 weeks old, so they've been hand-reared, and they know nothing else but human contact. So, I mean, they are perfectly all right to handle. There is one that we actually, the Harris Hawk, we don't actually let anybody, because she is a little bit funny with strangers, so we don't actually let her handle. But apart from that, all the others are perfectly fine. You know, they're, as I say, they're all hand-reared, so they say they have human contact from a very, very young age.
There are certain folk who will have a fond memory of the Olympic opening ceremony, lots of fond memories, presumably, but the little snap of Kez, of course, sprang to mind. Were you a Kez follower?
Yes, I was. I've even got the video of that, so, yes.
So my next question is, was that one of the inspirations that led you into becoming part of, well, organising Whitby Falconers?
Not really. We started out by going to places like this that has birds of prey, seeing them, getting an interest, and then we were lucky enough to get to know somebody and to help at shows and things like that. And then we bought our first bird, and then we just sort of gradually grew and grew from that.
Fantastic. Natalie?
They seem quite content perched on their little stand, but do they get to do any flying about later in the day?
We don't do flying displays. We just like to do the static displays, because we like to get people up close and personal, basically.
After my own heart, I feel. It's very good.
Thank you. So they do get exercised on a regular basis. Nearly every other day we do fly them, so they're not just sat on the perches all the time. But we like to feel that people can get more experience handling a bird of prey and just having a look at them very close up, and getting to sort of know a bit more about them, habitat, and conservation, really, about the birds.
So at what time in the day can we come back and handle the birds then?
She's keen, you can tell. That's very good.
Anytime. You can come back, yes. Yeah, just come back anytime through the day. We'll be here all day, right the way through until closing. So
I think we'll be doing that, Natalie.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Very good. Now, the other thing is, how can people get in touch with you if they're listening to this, or they're seeing this, or the photographs we'll be taking on Facebook, following things through and say, we need to book the Whitby Falconers. How do they get in touch with you?
Right.
Is there a website?
We haven't actually got a website. We are on, actually, Facebook. We have got a Facebook page.
We like you, Neil.
Thank you. Or we've got a contact number, which is 01947603732, or a mobile, which is 077-489-69968.
I'm very impressed you can remember all those numbers this early on a Saturday morning. It's very good.
It's very early. Just give us a ring, and we do
bespoke displays?
We do, like, birthday parties, yeah. School visits, things like that. We also have a very good collection of reptiles, which includes snakes, spiders, giant millipedes, giant snails.
See, I'm thinking, actually, Jill, for Natalie's next birthday party coming in October.
I think that would be a very good idea, yes. Especially the snakes and the spiders.
There we are. We could have a first customer here.
Thank you very much.
All right, Poppy, you've had the chance there to actually stroke a European eagle owl?
Yes, that's correct.
How did it feel like?
Good.
Do you want your mummy to actually buy one?
Yeah.
Look after. How long would she actually need to look after it for? I mean, obviously an owl is for life, not just for Christmas.
Oh, yes. These birds can live up to about 30 and 35 years in captivity. The oldest one ever recorded was about 46 in captivity. So, like you say, it's not just for a few years. Yeah. It's
almost as old as a University of Lincoln academic, right? Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Natalie, how does it feel for yourself?
Yeah, really soft, actually. I don't know why. I didn't expect it to be so, like, smooth.
It's going to be like a punk spiky hairstyle.
Yeah, it's really nice. She's really nice. She's very, like, tame as well. She doesn't seem to mind.
Yes, again, she is. She's been hand-reared, and that is why she's. She puts up with a lot of people and handling.
Radio interviews, broadcasts, it's all the same day. She just turned away at that moment. Really.
Yes. She is about 9 years old now, so she's really a relatively young bird. But to say, she's very good with the public for handling, and this is why I like to use it for demonstrations, things like this.
Fantastic. So where are the Whitby Falconers heading off to after today? Oh, not after today, after you've done your season at the York Maze, presumably. Are you here for the duration?
Yes, we're here every weekend, right the way through the season. We have our local shows as well, just very close to sort of in the Whitby area. We have our actually Whitby Regatta, which is about a couple of weeks' time, which is our local regatta. And as I say, we have our local usual agricultural shows that we do. I've just finished one actually yesterday at Hinderwell. We have Danby show, an Egerton show as well coming up.
I'm sure if we're not actually there, we'll have some Southside representation there, because we've actually got terriers on the show these days. So we have a whole range of things there. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yes, yeah, it's very nice to see them. You know, it's people. You know, it's nice to see people having an interest in the countryside, and this is what I like to do with the birds, is explain more to people, because a lot of people don't realise, such as Florence here, she's actually one of our native birds. And a lot of people don't know this.
I mean, that aspect, tying in education with fun, it's just so crucial, really. Natalie, anything you have to say on that part?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I really, like, at school or anything, like, learnt about, like, birds of prey. I can't really remember. I remember going to the local library and somebody brought an owl in once, but
right.
Nothing much. I can't really ever remember anything.
Owl,
like that.
Library, book, surely some mistake.
Yeah, I know. I just remember that. But no, I've not really had much like hands-on experience. So, yeah.
No, this is what we like to do. Because say people don't. It's getting the educating people more and more about the birds, and more really in conservation. I mean, a lot of these birds are still killed in the wild, which is unfortunate. But it's getting them to know that the balance, having birds of prey in the wild, it balances out a lot of things, you know, in food, like food source and things like that. It keeps rodents down as well.
Nature's natural predators in all sorts of ways, which is wonderful stuff in that place. Neil, absolutely splendid. We're going to take a shot, actually, an individual shot of yourself holding Florence here, so fantastic stuff. And once again, more power to your elbow, sir.
Thank you very much. Can I just say that we are actually collecting now, well, collecting for today, for the Hawk and Owl Trust, which do a lot of conservation work in our local area. So if anybody's out there who's coming to York Maze, if they'll put, you know, just put a pound in, that's great. You know, any generation, that'd be fantastic.
Incidentally, the hiss there wasn't me. It was actually Florence showing her agreement with that. It was owl speak for saying, come on, it's time to wrap up the interview now. I've got to go now.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. We're waiting for Dom Biercy to come along. We've spoken to him on the mobile. He'll be joining us shortly. A magician's joined us.
Hi, my name's Adam Baxter. I'm a resident magician here at York Maze.
Adam, you've already been entertaining one of our fine team here, one of the youngest sort of folk in terms of how things are actually going. It's young Poppy. Poppy, were you impressed with Adam?
Yeah.
There we are. It's a definite yes from that sort of perspective. Tom Pierce is here. Tom, why have we got a magician here?
Why not, Alex? Why not?
Genius. Adam, talk to us about it. What were you doing?
Well, last season Tom asked us to come and do some magic, and here I am again. I did Halloween as well, and it's just a great job to go around and entertain every single guest at York Maze.
Fantastic. Natalie?
When did you start learning magic tricks?
Ooh, lots of people ask me this question. Started at least 7 years ago, but that was very, just little card tricks or little packet tricks, but lately I've progressed to do more.
And on a slightly serious note, you're here collecting money, which is always good. I mean, I know Tom has a very strict wage and salary sort of cap on this sort of situation, so any little helps, but what are we doing this for?
Today's fundraising day, so I thought if I'm doing magic tricks, I might be able to ask for just a couple of donations here or there for the charities today, so yeah.
And the charity is?
We've got Alzheimer's and then the hearing aids. The dogs. Yeah, I made that mistake already today. So.
Canines out there, they couldn't hear you in any case, don't worry. You're kidding. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll definitely make that donation. Are you heading into the business of show? Will you be on Britain's Got Talent next year? I mean, are we looking to go to the Magic Circle and so on?
No, this is a great job for the summer to go and do a magic and just one of my hobbies. And gratefully, I've made it a profession as well. I do freelance, but not as a career choice now.
So I do know that Tom has an extremely stringent recruitment policy. We've already spoken to York University students who are specialising in English literature. They're covering from all sorts of things. They also like to dress up as sort of outfits that pigs like to chase. We've spoken to all of those classics. What actually got you the job, do you think?
It's quite a weird story, actually, because my dad's boss, Keith, is Tom's father-in-law, and just from that connection...
You say it's nepotism?
Sorry? No. No. Keith mentioned that Tom was looking for... No. So just from that line, I heard he was wanting a... entertainer, so I rang him.
And you have duly entertained us. I'm sure we'll ask for a few things. I think Tom's going to take over the interviewing mantle. I'll make a donation as well on behalf of the team for the moment. Many thanks indeed, Adam.
Thank you very much.
There are certain names that go down in legendary status when we start talking about the Midweek Drive, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, Southside Broadcasting and so on. And when we start talking about the York Maze, inevitably the Gene Roddenberry of mazes around the world, indeed possibly the Walt Disney of mazes, has to be the legend that is Tom Pearcey. Tom, how are you?
Thank you for that gushing praise, Alan. It's very kind.
It seems like only yesterday we were stuck on top of the double-decker bus on a different venue, but still the York Maze, start of the century.
Our bus has travelled quite a long way since then. In fact, the bus has travelled so far, it's been abandoned and traded up for a building.
I was wondering where the bus had actually gone.
It's still down there, Alex. It's just down at the bottom of Cro-Mania with a scarecrow hiding in it, I think.
It's always there, because I think the first year we actually covered the York Maze, it was the Star Trek theme, of course.
I think it was. Indeed it was.
With, of course, that wonderful open-air screening of Star Trek Generations, where the screen blew down on the evening. It's wonderful.
One of my finest moments and greatest memories, I think, Alex.
I felt as though I shared the joy and the pain, Tom, which is great. However, we've since moved on from this, and Natalie here has actually sort of been regularly saying to her mum, and indeed her mum Jill was saying earlier that yes, we were going to pass it back, because they've actually had the shortest journey today, because Natalie, you've come from?
From Selby.
All these years.
All the way from sunny Selby. Yeah.
Exactly. Everything. We should be going for it from that sort of point of view. Gemma's travelled all the way from Gisborough.
Yes, I know, just North Yorkshire, but it's not too bad a trick. It's only an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm from the delights of Middlesbrough today. Anyway, Tom, in all seriousness, we haven't even touched the maze yet, and we've been blown away by the animal exhibits, the plastic cow seat with real-life flies, the whole wretch.
Authenticity. It's all about the authenticity.
Exactly. You just seem to have raised the bar yet again another level. You must be very pleased.
Have you met Colonel this morning?
Is that the huge maze character who basically sort of gives us two thumbs up when we ask him about the weather forecast?
Exactly. Colonel. He's a man of few words.
Very lucky to get one or two out of him from that sort of point of view. Last year, as we found out from talking to the exhibitors with the falconry, we weren't here during the summer because we made it for the Halloween scenario, etc. But, that's the thing which I have noticed is you've got an awful lot of other things and happenings that are going on.
Yeah, our tagline now is there's much more than just a maze, Alex, which indeed there is, because this year the maze itself has struggled with the weather. It's been a very difficult spring and early summer, and the maze plants, to be honest, haven't grown quite as we'd liked. So a lot of the maze is only shoulder height. Some of it's a bit lower than and that. So the maze experience itself is perhaps slightly diminished this year, although a lot of people with kids have said they prefer it because they can kind of almost see where the kids are going some of the time. So it's making the parents a bit more relaxed, I guess, if you're going to set them free in the maze. But obviously, you know, with all the other stuff going on, people are still finding it's, you know, a full day out. Most people are spending 5 or 6 hours on site now and staying with us for a whole day, which is nice.
And this is precisely why we thought, for a change, rather than just having a couple of adults, broadcasters coming on the whole thing, we'd bring a little family team from that sort of point of view. So let's find out from our young 7-year-old here. Poppy, what have you thought of the maze so far?
It was really good.
You haven't even been in the mazes yet.
How were the ice creams, Poppy?
Nice.
Was it a bacon and egg ice cream for breakfast?
No.
What was it?
It was a fruit shoot ice lolly.
That's perfectly acceptable for breakfast,
bacon
though.
Bacon and egg ice cream. Can we have a bacon and egg ice cream? Would you like one? We've been impressed by the magician, so who knows what's possible.
Yes, it's all good on that maze. Natalie?
Do you get to decide what theme the maze is going to be every year? Is it you that makes that sole decision?
It is normally a joint decision between myself and Alex. We normally discuss it off air. Alex comes up with all the weird themes, and then I pinch his ideas and pick up and run with them.
And yet, tragically, we couldn't have the sport theme this year because of that event that's going on somewhere in East London.
We did toy with the Olympics this year. We thought, you know, shall we do the Olympics? And after looking at it and thinking, well, if we don't really want to go to prison with the help of LOCOG, we'll leave the Olympics alone this year. And we thought we'd try and find, you know, something a bit different and a bit unusual this year, which is why we've gone with the Mayan God of Corn theme.
Who was looking, I noticed, in the You Are There maze, and Natalie picked up on this, remarkably like Daniel Radcliffe in Harry Potter.
That is strange, isn't it? But you may find, if we put the existing maze map onto the You Are Here sign, then people would see exactly where to go. So the You Are Here sign contains an old map, just to confuse customers even more.
I was a bit confused, to be fair. Exactly. Yeah.
We've actually got the route forward. It's all done.
Or as we prefer to say, Alex, corn-fused.
Corn-fused.
I'm here all week.
Earlier today, again, we were talking with Gemma about the Ebor races. There's fantastic routines there.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I now actually understand why you sort of fill up the cold winter nights, Tom, by coming up with these exciting scenarios.
Yeah, I think my best one this year was the new inflatable assault course, otherwise known as the Cobstacle course.
Genius. Let's go over to Jill. Jill, questions for yourself.
Oh, hello.
It's just as well because she was way away from the microphone. That could barely have been heard, which is fair enough. You know, her arm wasn't stretching that long from that point of view. Gemma.
What would you say? Is it mainly aimed at families, or who else comes to the corn maze?
Yeah, I mean, it is a very, very much a family market now. It's sort of a day out for, we say, you know, day out for people with kids probably under the age of 12, roundabout. And when the maze itself is at full height, you know, the maze itself is great for all ages. But again, what we have found this year is with the maze not being so brilliant, you know, all the other attractions on site are kind of family day out. Although, you know, we get a lot of adults-only groups saying they enjoy it as well. So it's kind of a quirky village fete kind of day out in the countryside type atmosphere. It's quite hard to categorise it, but yeah, it's a family day out, really.
That's just fantastic stuff. Now, we also found out earlier that Poppy was very keen on the Halloween screen stuff that's coming through. Isn't that right, Poppy?
Yeah.
Mum Gemma was a little bit less sort of sanguine about the whole thing.
Just because we've experienced similar things where it can be quite scary when folk pop out. And is it one of those where people pop out of various areas and surprise kids? Or can you not? Are you not at liberty to say?
Well, that's why we do a daytime and a nighttime. So we do our Halloween daytime event, which is aimed very much at, sort of, you know, again, kids under 12. And then the night times, we put a minimum age of 14 on it. And it's sort of 14A, so we do recommend an adult be with any 14-year-olds because there's a lot of jumping out.
And chainsaws.
A lot of chainsaws, a lot of jumping out, a lot of darkness, quite a lot of blood. It's not a pleasant experience.
This is one of the reasons why clearly Natalie's already traumatised from an experience a few years ago.
Yeah, it sounds a bit scary because I once went round like a children's play area that was done up like for Halloween, and it was at night in the dark, and people were jumping out at you, and you had to crawl through it, and it was it wasn't. Well, it was quite an adrenaline rush, that's what I would say.
Yeah, I think for me our highlight last year was when a lady called the police because she was absolutely adamant people were getting murdered. And she would not have no for an answer. We took her aside and we tried to calm her down and we explained this is all pretend.
But you would say that, wouldn't you, Tom?
Well, I would, yeah, but she was having none of it. She would not put the phone away. She wanted the police down here. It was, I mean, I don't know whether she'd had a drink, but
We are quite sort of keen to stress that Katrina Lakin and myself did actually survive and to tell the tale, really. And we haven't lost any Southsiders yet, which I think is pretty good, really.
Yeah, although I'm not sure you did all the attractions on the night.
True. Okay, so we're about to have probably two teams trying out the maze in various ways. What would your advice be to Team Joy, Gemma, and Poppy, and Jasmine, and Team Tuck, Natalie Tuck's on the topic, and her mum, who I keep referring to as Carol, but is indeed Jill?
I think what we should do, there are two challenges within the maze this year. One is to collect some answers to a quiz, which is relatively straightforward, and then there's a tougher challenge, which is to pick up Morse code symbols around the maze and then decode them into a word. So I think we should have a dual intellectual level challenge. So I think we should have one team with the kids involved doing the easier quiz, and maybe Alex set the challenge on his own of doing the tougher quiz.
Yeah, Alex on his own.
Yes. Gemma, are you up for doing the children's quiz challenge?
Yeah, I think we can manage it. I think Poppy will probably be better than me, but I've got a good teammate here with Poppy Joy.
And as ever, as we've seen Colonel Corn pass by...
Colonel. Come on, get it right.
Exactly.
I think what we should do also, the winner of the challenge should get a 5-second head start on the Cobsicle course, and then we could finalise the day's activities with a Southside Radio challenge around the Cobsicle course.
Yeah, I see where you're going with us, Tom. It's as ever, it's just pushing those boundaries, which is why we appreciate you so much. It's great stuff. YorkMaze.com will give you all the details and all the rest of its pieces. How long does it actually run now? Because obviously we had a week's delay. Do we continue for a week longer in September? What's the schedule?
No, unfortunately we don't. We close this year at the end of Sunday, the 2nd of September at 6:30. So everyone needs to get down here at some point before then. And then we're reopening again for Halloween half term for a load of spooky events through that week.
Mayan calendar, obviously the theme for 2012. Is it worth thinking about 2013, or do you just say that's it? You know, 2012, we wrap it up now.
I think we've got it covered either way, because if everyone comes down, worships the god of corn, and averts the end of the world, then Farmer Tom saves the world, and if the world ends, there's no comeback. Got away with it scot-free.